Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with the one and only Amber Lawrence, 007. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. It's nice to chat with you.
I know. We seem to bump into each other at pretty much every country festival that I go to. Great to finally steal a little bit of your time there.
Yes, now, always busy at those festivals and running around here, there, everywhere.
How was your muster?
It was great. Loved it. Had a great time. Had a great reaction. You know, it was on main stage on Thursday night in the dark, which I think is always a cool thing, you know. So, yeah, it was really good.
And I think main stage of the muster is something quite special, particularly at night time, because when you walk through during the day, you can see that people have actually got there at some silly hour of the morning to set up their little camping chairs and put their rug out so they've got prime position for your show.
Yes, I know. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, I also like the evolution of the muster as well. Once upon a time, it was lighters in the air. Now it's mobile phones.
It does look good when you put the mobile phones in the air. It's a really, cool look.
Before the iPhone, I had this Nokia thing that had a multicoloured light on it. So you could set it to concert mode and it would flash all these different colours.
Really?
Yeah, the rest of the phone was absolutely useless. But that one feature...
Download an app that does that kind of stuff now that you can... Almost, I think artists can program it for their show even, something like that. But I haven't
done. That would be kind of cool. I'd love to do that with my iPhone, but the battery life would just die like there's no tomorrow. So your muster was great. Now, I want to talk about the album 3.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a few singles out, actually 3 singles that have already been released and they're out there and they're doing really, really well. But the 4th single... for the album 3, Too Bad If We're Numerically Challenged, Pretty Little Liar. I have to say the video clip for that, earth-shatteringly amazing. I love how a country artist has been able to justify the use of weapons and explosions in a video clip. I think that is brilliant.
Thank you. Yes, it's we did actually release this single. I mean, normally you don't really need to release 4 singles from an album. You know, it's had its day, but it's going to be another year till the new album. So we released this 4th single purely for the video clip, you know, purely, I mean, of course we want radio to play it, but the whole excitement was about this video clip because Glenn Wilson, my producer, was really vibed on this idea of doing Pretty Little Liar and recreating that movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith and pushing me to become a stunt woman. So, it was, you know, just really, really fun. And the most fun video I've ever made, actually, because I was doing my own stunts. And, you know, we no injuries, but there really could have been because we didn't have much safety on set.
Well, you know, that was your kitchen at your house, wasn't it?
No. We used the kitchen for from Rudy Hill RSL, actually. They've kindly donated their kitchen for us to use.
Well, they're big supporters of country.
That's right. And we used a hotel, the Dive Hotel in Coogee. So we got some really great sponsors that helped us out and you know, kept the cost down because it looks like a really big budget clip, but, you know, these days you get some help, you get some sponsorship and some special effects, and it's amazing what you can do.
Well, it is absolutely amazing. It's definitely worth checking out. But, of course, everyone does need to actually listen to the lyric as well. I mean, as visually appealing as it is, I actually really like the song itself.
Thank you.
Can you tell me the story behind it?
Yeah, I actually came up with the title from that TV show, Pretty Little Liars. I copied the title, which you're allowed to do. There's no copyright issues there. And then I wrote the song with Sam Hawksley. Just the idea for it was really about a pretty little liar, you know, someone that's just that cheeky little person that tells you what you want to hear. And, you know, they're simple examples in the song, like, you know, when someone says to you, "Oh, wow, you look amazing. You look 22. And you're like, you know I don't look 22, but I love it when you say I do. You know, that's one of the lyrics. And just those things in life that we don't mind being lied to about. So it's an innocent, cheeky, sexy love song.
And if you insert guns and stuff that blows up and, you know, a pretty hotel and a great-looking frock on one Amber Lawrence, you've got yourself a multi-award-winning blockbuster thriller right there.
Yeah, well, it is a mini-movie, actually. So, I'm really proud of this video. When I first saw it, I watched it, you know, with my mouth open, just kind of going, oh, my God. But I also was cracking up laughing at my stunts because they're, you know, look, they're not that great.
I reckon you did an awesome job. And I also reckon you did an awesome job on the album 3. If you haven't got your hands on it, you need to download it now or go to your local record store and buy it. Pretty Little Liar will be on said album, and we're actually going to play it right now. Thank you so much, Amber Lawrence.
Thanks for having me.
I don't believe a word you say, but honey, tell me anyway. Come on and whisper in my ear, tell me the things I want to hear. Say you love the way I smile, the other girls have got no style. Keep on talking, help me out warmer. Oh, you pretty little liar, you got my heart on fire, don't you know? And I'm excited by the wire, you got me crossing on my tippy toes. So don't you go, no, don't you go. You pretty little liar. I'm not the best you've ever seen. To say that I am is super sweet. I'm not about to change your tune. Sometimes a girl don't want the truth. Hell, I don't.
Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.